You want to carry on right where we were?
Yes. They're going to be given an ultimatum. Now, you know, like I said, when these people first contacted me, and once I knew they were for real, the first thing I thought was, well, we play 911 movies in Chinatowns around the world. But then I thought, wait a minute. These guys are really, you know, bad people. And I thought about it. And I realized the Illuminati and all their servants are about 10,000 people. Everyone below them, if they knew what the 10,000 were doing, they would be furious and rip them out of their houses and hang them from the nearest lamppost. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Chinese have 6 million. So that's 600 to 1 odds, right? More specifically, it would be 10 professional assassins for each member of the Illuminati and their servants. Right? So, basically, it's checkmate for them. And the question is how to bring this out to the public and make this a formal thing. And now, however, killing people is something I don't like, and neither do they. You know, so the first order of business is to try to talk before things get radical. But the point is, there is a technical ability to wipe them all out within a matter of hours. They would all be assassinated, but instead, I think they're going to be offered an opportunity. I don't think. I know. They're going to be offered an opportunity to surrender.
Will you be playing a role in making such an offer?
Absolutely. I'm their spokesman. I mean, my job is to represent them in the Western world. You know, and I know what I'm allowed to say and what I'm not allowed to say. The point is this, is that we would start by killing David Rockefeller and then work our way down the list until they agreed to our terms.
And you're speaking, I want to make this clear, that Ben Fulford is speaking hypothetically here.
Hypothetically. What I'm saying is that if they do not surrender, if they do not
or
agree
comply
to our terms,
or become acquiescent,
yes, then we have to protect ourselves from genocide. And the way to do that was with the minimum possible death. We start at the top of the eye, and we'll just work our way down until they agree.
So the idea would be 5 or 10,000 is a lot better than a billion.
But zero is better than 5 or 10,000.
And that was my next statement. Yes, I understand that. So
my job is to try to make sure that not a single person dies. That's the ideal. And so the conditions are going to be offered. And I know David Rockefeller will be listening to it, so you better listen, David Rockefeller. They're going to be allowed to keep their palaces and their servants. They'll be given an amnesty, but they must appear before a truth commission. And they must promise to never, ever, them and their clan, to try again to enslave the human race. And third, they must spend the rest of their lives doing good deeds. Those are the conditions. And I think they're very good ones, and it's the best they have available. And they better hurry before the American people drag them out of their houses and hang them from the nearest lamppost, which I think is about to happen anyway.
Do those conditions apply to the Rothschilds as well?
Yeah, I mean, maybe the Rothschilds can work themselves their own deal. I'm in contact with the Rothschild representative, and maybe we can come up with something else. The main point is to stop the genocide. That's the number one goal.